Pacific cod and Atka mackerel fisheries in the Western Aleutian Islands area will be restricted starting January 1st. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Fisheries Service issued the final interim ruling yesterday. The move is aimed at protecting Western Aleutian Stellar sea lions, which feed on cod and mackerel. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
The new ruling affects only Western Stellar sea lions, which are listed as endangered. Doug DeMaster directs the Alaska Fisheries Science Center for NOAA.
And so the agency, based on genetics and food habits, made a determination that the Western stock and the Eastern stock, to be consistent with the mandates of the Endangered Species Act, they have to be managed as separate populations.
The rule prohibits fishing for Atka mackerel and Pacific cod in one area and reduces fishing in two other areas of the Western Aleutians. Protective measures include establishing a 3-mile buffer zone around sea lion rookeries and fishing closures for Atka mackerel and Pacific cod in sea lion habitat. A biological opinion also issued by the Fisheries Service states that continuing with the current fishing levels is likely to jeopardize the existence of the western population of stellar sea lions, which is declining in the western and central Aleutians, with the most serious declines in the fishing areas now under restriction. The western sea lion population has dropped 45% between 2000 and 2008. The Fisheries Service plans to have the biological opinion reviewed by experts next spring. NOAA is still taking comments on the final interim ruling through its website. DeMaster says the latest ruling does not mean research will cease.
The research that we're doing is designed to see if these conservation measures are working or not. Two, we need to make sure if this population does start recovering at some point, presumably we could reduce or remove the conservation measures and remove the economic impact to the fishermen that are being affected.
Alaska's congressional delegation has come out strongly against the fisheries closures. In a joint statement, Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich say there is no clear indication that the fishing restrictions will benefit the environment. The senators say the biological opinion could cut in half the lucrative $60 million annual Atka mackerel and Pacific cod fisheries in Alaska, while costing the state much-needed jobs. Senator Begich says the fisheries closure is a disaster for the fishing industry, while he criticizes the NOAA Fisheries Service for not heeding the recommendations of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council on the issue. DeMaster admits the interim final ruling was pushed through because it was needed by January 1st.
It can be implemented right away. It's waiving the 30-day public notice. It requires a 30-day comment period, and there's an intention or an expectation that it will be replaced by a final rule at some point down the road.
He says the agency takes its responsibility of promoting the recovery of the sea lion very seriously. Meanwhile, NOAA is in the process of evaluating the status of the eastern population of the stellar sea lion, which is listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. The agency this week announced that there is now information that may indicate the species recovery and that delisting the eastern population of sea lions may be warranted. The states of Alaska, Washington, and Oregon have petitioned for the delisting. I'm Ellen Lockyer.